Ever since January's massive earthquake devastated Haiti, health officials have warned of the dangers of cholera. In a country where public sanitation infrastructure is poor to non-existent and clean drinking water is often hard to come by, more than 3,000 cholera cases and more than 250 deaths have been reported in recent weeks, mostly north of Port-au-Prince. Dr. John Andrews is deputy director of the Pan American Health Organization in Washington.
People with low immunity, such as malnourished children or people infected with HIV virus, are at greatest risk for death if infected.
Across the Atlantic, heavy rains are blamed for more than 1,500 cholera deaths in Nigeria so far this year, including the brother of this man.
We were at his house and he was telling us he was feeling ill. We gave him salt water. The next day, he was admitted to the hospital. 2 days later, he was dead.
The past year has also seen cholera outbreaks in Zimbabwe, Pakistan, India, and Bangladesh. Cholera often emerges in underdeveloped regions struck by disaster, says Dr. Peter Hotez, an infectious disease specialist at George Washington University.
It's a disease that occurs under what we call extremis, that is, extreme conditions, both with individuals who are debilitated because of malnutrition, but also where there's been massive breakdowns in public health infrastructure, either because of war, so that it occurs in a refugee camp setting, as it's occurred occasionally in Africa, occurring in the setting of extreme poverty, or in the setting of natural disasters such as earthquakes and floods.
Cholera is easily treatable with saline solutions, intravenous fluids, and antibiotics, but time is of the essence. Absent swift medical attention, death can come in a matter of hours.
The Vibrio cholera bacillus produces a toxin, and this, which is unlike a lot of other bacteria, and this toxin has the ability to poison cells in such a way that you can no longer absorb water from your gastrointestinal tract. In fact, you start secreting massive volumes of water. So you can become just a shriveled, desiccated individual just a few hours after infection.
Not everyone who contracts cholera falls ill. Some show no symptoms, but nonetheless can spread bacteria in the surrounding environment. Water purification, hand washing, and proper waste disposal are recommended to prevent and contain cholera. Haiti's cholera outbreak is its first in decades. Health experts say the epidemic already shows signs of ebbing and will likely continue to do so. But they add that Haiti and its island neighbor, the Dominican Republic, could see new cases for years to come. Again, Dr. John Andrews of the Pan American Health Organization.
And now that cholera has established itself with a strong foothold in Haiti, it's probably clear to us that this will not go away for several years.
In the short term, health officials and aid groups can rush treatments and supplies to cholera-stricken regions. In the long term, improving sanitation and overall infrastructure in underdeveloped regions is seen as key to combating the disease. Michael Bowman, VOA News.